Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, and Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank Dr. Lander again for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir. Today we're going to pick up with the Mishnah on Tes Vav Amud Beis, and the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara is going to the Mishnah is going to have various different lashonos of a neder where you use the word karban to describe your neder, and the Gemara is going to try to identify the Tana of our Mishnah based on what we've already learned about the shitos of the various Tanaim regarding the use of the word karban and the different ways of using the word karban when taking a neder. Then the second Mishnah of today, the top Mishnah number Aleph, is going to talk about the Lashonos that we just said that do not make a neder, do in fact work to make a Shavua. And the Gemara is going to ask a Stira, whether the words Shavua, She'ochalach, mean that you're taking a Shavua that you will eat, or it means that you're taking a Shavua that you will not eat. So we're going to have a Stira, what it means, and we're going to have two possibilities of how to be Miyashev that Stira, and the Gemara is going to explain why each opinion doesn't hold like the other opinion in terms of being Miyashev that Stira. Then the second Mishnah of Amud Aleph, meaning the third Mishnah of today, the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, is going to discuss the Chumras of Nedarim over Shavuos, and specifically about being Mevatel Mitzvah, that what it means to take a Neder to be Mevatel Mitzvah versus a Shavua to be Mevatel Mitzvah, and why it is that on a Shavua level it would not work, on a Neder level it would work. And the Gemara is going to discuss what the source for that distinction is. Why is it that a Neder to be Mevatel Mitzvah is a binding Neder? A Shavua to be Mevatel Mitzvah is not a binding Shavua. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Shavua She'eni Yashin, She'eni Medaber, She'eni Mahalech, Aser, that even though we said that when it comes to Nedarim, Nedarim have to be on a Cheftza, that an activity is not a Neder, so to take a Neder that you're not going to sleep, that you're going to sleep, or you're going to eat, or not going to sleep, not going to eat, that you're not going to be Mahalik, that you're not going to walk, that is not a Neder. But when it comes to a Shavua, those are all valid Lashonos of Shavua, because a Shavua is going to be Chal on a Dover She'ein Bo Mamish, like sleeping and speaking and walking. Karban Lo Ochalach. Now the Mishnah moves on to a discussion of the use of the word karban in the context of taking a neder. So if a person uses the following lashon, karban lo ochelcha, so that is nothing, because regardless of what his intention is, if his intention is to take a shavua b'chaye karban, that he's not going to eat, so the shavua is not chal on the karban, because if you're nishba on anything, on any object other than, or on anything other than Shem Hashem, it's not a valid shavua. And if his intention is that there should be an iser like a karban on whatever he eats from the other person, that's also not binding, because he only made what he doesn't eat from the other person an iser like a karban. But that which he eats from him, right? He said karban lo ochelucha. What I don't eat from you should be like a karban, which means whatever I do eat from you should be totally mutter. So in either case, such a shavua with a lashon of karban is not going to be binding. Ha karban sha'ochelucha. If he says ha karban sha'ochelucha, and he and his intention is to take a shavua by the life of that karban that he will not eat, that's also not a binding shavua, because someone who's nishba by any object is not a shavua. Only if you're nishba b'shem. The Ran writes that it's the derech b'nei adam to take a shavua on a karban, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have any binding power to take a shavua on the karban. The Ran writes that the girsa over here should be two words, ha karban. But if you were to actually say hakarban shochalach, in one word, hakarban, according to Rameir, would takabi asr, because we would say that what he means to say is that he's making a karban that which he eats from the other person, which means that it's taka going to be asr. So how come our Mishnah says that it's going to be mutter? So he says, after all, the Gemara is going to say that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So therefore, the Ran writes that the girsa has to be ha karban and not ha karban shalach. Now the next lashon is lo karban lo achalach. If you say lo karban lo achalach in all three of those lashonos, mutter. Because if you say lo karban lo achalach, you're saying it should not be a karban when I don't eat from you, and that is worthless. And the chiddush is we do not apply mechlalav atashumehain. Because if we were medakdek mechlalav atashumehain, then the implication of that phrase would be that which I don't eat from you should not be a karban, but that which I do eat from you should be a karban, and it would be usur for him to eat from the other party. But according to the Tana of our Mishnah, apparently we don't say mechlala vata shomeyahein. So therefore, we don't say that he's saying that what I will eat from you will be a karban. The Ran and the Rush point out that if he says li karban with a shva under the lamid, it would be usur, because then it's like he's saying le karban yehe, whatever I eat from you should be a karban, and therefore lo ochalach lefichach lo ochalach. That's we see in the Gemara. So basically, what we said over here in our Mishnah is, first of all, that a shavua is going to be chal on even non davar she'ein bo mamish, sleeping, walking, eating, things like that, speaking, rather, all of those things, a shavua could be chal. Then we had various lashonos of shavua, three particular lashonos of shavua that utilized the word karban, and we said in all three of those cases there is no binding shavua, whether it's karban lo ochelcha, ha karban sha'ochelcha, or lo karban lo ochelcha. In all three of those cases, it's going to be mutter. There's not going to be a binding shvuah. So now says the Gemara, Mani Masnisin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Who's the one that says karban sha'ochelcha would be a binding neder? Because that's what comes out from the Mishnah when it says karban lo ochelcha is mutter. Sounds like if you say karban sha'ochelcha is aser. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, that our Mishnah is following the sheet of Rav Meir, who held back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that if a person says Karban Sha'ochelcha, but without the Kaf Adimyon, without saying Kik Karban, then the Neder is binding. And that's why our Mishnah Dafka says Karban lo ochelcha is mutter, because then you're saying that which you don't eat is a karban, and you're not asering that which you do eat from the person. But if you were to say karban sha'ochelcha, even without a kafadimion, without saying ki karban, just the words karban sha'ochelcha, what I eat from you should be a karban, then aser, then it would be aser. You're asering whatever you're going to eat from that guy as a karban. So says Gemara, so it must be Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, because if you want to say that the author of our mission is Rabbi Yehuda, you can't, because lo shani le, Rabbi Yehuda does not distinguish whether you say karban, velo shani le, ha karban. He does not distinguish whether you say karban shalchalcha or whether you say ha karban shalchalcha. In either case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's mutter because you didn't say ke karban shalchalcha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana should have said karban shalchalcha to tell me that even in such a case it's mutter. Not only if you say karban lo ochalcha mutter, Rabbi Yehuda would have said a bigger chiddush that karban shalchalcha is mutter. But the Tana didn't say that. The Tana said lo karban shalchalcha is mutter, implying that karban shalchalcha is aser. So that locks in that line of the Mishnah to Rabbi Meir, that it must be that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, says the Gemara. But then we run into trouble later on. Ema Seifa, the Seifa of the Mishnah, goes on to say la karban lo ochelcha mutter. So because it's as if he's saying that what I don't eat from you should not be a karban. That's worthless because he didn't say what the status of what he does eat from the other person will be. Well, how could you say that the Mishnah is going like Rav Meir Vatnan la karban lo ochelcha Rav Meir oser, that la karban lo ochelcha Rav Meir says is aser. V'amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin explains the reason Rabbi Meir says la karban lo ochelcha is aser is not because of mechal lavat shmehein. Rav Meir does not hold the mechal lavat shmehein, but rather nasa ka'omer, we punctuate the sentence differently, and we assume it's the guy saying la karban yehei, whatever I eat from you should be like a carbon,
Lefichach lo ochelucha, and therefore I will not eat from you. Meaning, lo ochelucha is not part of the lashon of neder. It's saying the consequences of the neder. La korban, that's my neder, and therefore lo ochelucha, because I just took a neder, I'm therefore not going to eat from you. So that is so you see very clearly the din that's mentioned in our Mishnah, la korban lo ochelucha's mutter, is against Shitas Rabbi Meir. So which is it? Is our Mishnah going like Rabbi Meir or not going like Rabbi Meir? So lo kasha. Really, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Don't ask. The seifa is so, said Rabbi Meir, because when it says lo karban lo ochalach is aser da armar li karban, and we understand le karban it should be a karban and therefore lo ochalacha. Whereas in our Mishnah da armar lo la karban, he says either there are two kirsos and rishonim over here. Either in two words, he says it should not be a karban. Or he punctuates it with a patach. It's la karban, and that has mashmaus of lo, that de lo avi karban ka'amar. And then clearly what he's saying is that it should not be a karban. So you can't say that he's committing, let it be a karban, and therefore the consequences are lo achalach. When he says lo la karban, or even la karban, he's saying it should not be a karban. Not that he's committing that it should be a karban. So therefore, our Mishnah could follow the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Period. Now we move on to the next Mishnah, where we're going to explain that all of the Lashonos that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that do not work as binding Nedarim, if you say them in the Lashon of a Shavua, they do work, and the Shavua is going to be Chal. Shavua lo ochelcha. A person says a Shavua that I'm committing that I will not eat from you. Hashavua sho'ochelcha. He says that whatever I eat from you should be a Shavua. Or lo shavua lo ochelcha, that which I don't eat from you should not be aser in a shavua, but that which I do eat from you, the implication is, should be an iser shavua. In all of those lashonos, aser, even though we just used such similar lashonos, and we said by neder they're not binding. When it comes to shavuos, it's aser, because it's the shavua is going to be chal. Not like a neder, where those lashonos do not work, like we saw in previous mishnayos, and the chilik between neder and shavua is that in the first case, of Shavua lo ochelcha, it's pashut, because the neder is only chal on a cheftza, that you say on a particular object or a particular food that it's going to be aser to you, then the neder is binding. But you can't aser shalo yochal in to aser oneself be iser karban shalo yochal, as opposed to a shavua could be chal even on something that's not a cheftza. In the second case, when you say ha karban, we assume that he means by the life of the karban, and therefore the shavua is not going to be chal. But beloshon shavua, you can't say that, because people are not nishbaim b'chayei hashavua, because it's not a davar chay, and therefore he clearly means to aser b'shavua that which he eats from the guy. And in the third case, even though the Tanna of our Mishnah holds that by a neder we don't apply michlal lav atashomei hain, by a shavua we do apply michlal lav atashomei hain. That's what the Rishonim point out, the Ran, Tosus, and the Rush, that by a shavua, even the Rav Meir says we don't say michlal lav atashomei, by a neder, by a shvua, we do say mechlal avat shmei hain. What would be the reason for that? So the Gemara in Shvua, Staf Lam and Vav, explains that by mamon, Rabbi Meir holds we don't say mechlal avat shmei hain, and nedarim, which are an isser that involves mamon, nedarim always involve a cheftza, a particular object, so that's like an isser that involves mamon, that's where we say that on that cheftza, we're not going to apply mechlal avat shmei hain. So, but when it comes to an isser, when it's only isser, Rabbi Meir's moda that we say mechlal and the shvua is chal on the person, on the gavra, and therefore works through mechlal avat hashmei hain. So now, from this mission, it seems that if a person says ha shvua sha'ochalcha, he's not allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, sha'ochal means that I won't eat, or does sha'ochal mean that I will eat? So it seems to be a stira. Mechlal, from our Mishnah, it sounds like, da ha'shvua sha'ochalcha de la achil namashma. Ha'shvua sha'ochalcha means that I won't eat from you, and that's why the Mishnah says it's asr for him to eat. But Urminhu, I'll ask you a stira, that by when it comes to a korban on a shvua's bitoy, that a person who takes a shvua and he violates the shvua that he's chayiv to bring a korban. Okay, that a person takes a shvua, a shvua's bitua, and he violates the shvua, he has to bring a korban. So what does it say in the Mishnayos? Shavuos shtayim shein arba, that there are two types of shavuos bitoi that are explicit in the Torah for which you bring a korban. But then there are another two that are not explicit in the Torah, but the chachamim darshan from the psukim, so you end up with four types of shavuos bitoi, and the four types of shavuos bitoi are as follows. Sha'ochel, a person takes a shua that he will eat. Shalo ochel, the shalo ochel, a person takes a shua that he won't eat, and then he violates it and he eats. Those are both mefurish in the Torah, because the pasuk says nefesh ki sishava levate besfasayim lahara olehetiv. Lahara olehetiv means to either not do or to yes do. So it's always a shua about what you will do in the future. So lahara means that I won't eat, that I won't do something good for myself. I won't eat. Lehetiv means I'll do good for myself. I will eat. And if he violates those shavuos, he brings a karban. And then the chachamim darshan two other forms of shavua, not on the future, but on what already was. And for those also, you bring a karban, and they are sha'achalti, that a person takes a shavua that I have already eaten, and it's a shavua sheker because he has not already eaten, v'shalo'achalti, or a shavua that he has not already eaten, and the truth is that he has already eaten. So mitkamar, from the fact that the Tanna says sha'ochel and v'shalo ochel, sha'achalti, shalo achalti, so it sounds like all of these cases are, one is the flip side of the other. So mechlal, the sha'ochelcha da'achil namashma. It sounds like sha'ochelcha means that I'm taking a shvua that I will eat. Meaning when it's trying to list all four cases, two in the future, two in the past, so it says, oh, what's a shvua for the future? Either sha'ochel or shalo'ochel, that I will eat or that I won't eat. So you see, sha'ochel means that I will eat. So that's a stira to what it says in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, the implication is that when you say sha'ochel, you're really saying that I won't eat. So the Gemara has two terutzim to be miyashev this stira. Number one is Abaye. Amar Abaye sha'ochel shtei l'shonos mashma. The word sha'ochel could be interpreted in multiple ways. Sometimes it means that I will eat. Sometimes it means that I will not eat. It all depends on context. What was going on in the conversation when the person said, I'm taking a shavua, sha'ochel, hayu misarvin b'lecha. Let's say they were being misarv, they were bothering a person. Come on, you got to eat with us. Va'amar, achilna, achilna. And he says, yeah, I will eat, I'll eat, I'll eat. Each time he responds to them, just give me a minute, I'll be there, I'm going to eat soon. V'su, and then shavua sha'ochel, at a certain point when they keep bugging him, he says, shavua sha'ochel, so da'achil mashma. So now we know that it's a lashon. In such a context, it means that I will eat. And he's taking a shavua so that to calm them down and to reassure them, right? His Jewish mother is saying, you have to eat something, you have to eat something, you have to eat something. So finally, he says, shavua, that I will, that I, of course, he keeps saying he's going to eat, and then shavua that I'll eat. Aval, but if initially when they start asking him, Amar lo achilna, he says, no, I'm staying away from fatty foods, I will not eat that. Va'amar shavua sha'ochel, and after they keep bothering him, come on, it's just one donut, it's not going to kill. Right, so he says, shavua sha'ochel. So when he says shavua sha'ochel, it means a shavua that I won't eat, to lo achilna ka'amar, because he's reinforcing that which he's already been saying throughout this conversation. So shavua sha'ochel means shavua a lie, if I eat from you. That must be what he means. That's how the Rush understands. That's the according to our Girsa. The Rush quotes another Girsa that even in this example, he wasn't saying lo achilna, lo achilna, but the Girsa is achilna, achilna. And it's just what we're changing is his tone of language. That the first case was achilna, achilna, I'm going to eat. This one is achilna? You think I'm going to eat that? Achilna? Meaning in a tamiya. But okay, whichever Girsa it is, from context you could see whether the fellow is interested in eating or whether the fellow is not interested in eating. So that's one way of being miyashiv the stira. So yes, our Mishnah says shavua sha'ochelach sounds like he's saying that he will not eat. The Mishnah in shavua sounds like sha'ochelach means he will eat, because it all depends on the context that the conversation is happening in. That is Abaye's answer. Ravashi says no, shavua sha'ochel means I will eat. Sha'ochel de shavua she'i ochel ka'amar. The lashon she'ochel by a shvua that it says l'gabe the shvua means that the Tana means to say shvua she'i ochel. Meaning you need to change the words. That the only way to understand shvua she'ochel to mean the shvua that I won't eat is if the words are not shvua she'ochel. The words have to be shvua she'i ochel. Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar explains Ravashi is being magia the Mishnah that you have to add the word she'i, that he's saying she'i ochel and not she'ochel. And that's what the Ritva writes as well. The Re'im in the Shittim Vatz explains that the Tana uses the Lashon She'ochel to tell me that even if the Noder later explains, no, I meant She'ochel. I know I said She'i Ochel, but I meant She'ochel. That's why the Mishnah says the word She'ochel, because he says afterwards, I really meant that I will eat. We don't listen to him. We trust what you said and not what you're claiming you meant to say. And therefore, it's a Shavua She'i Ochel. So it says Gemara, but in Cain, if the case is that the guy is saying She'i Ochel, Pshita, Maile Meima, it's obvious that it's also from Teed. He's saying that he will not eat. What's the Chiddush of the Tana in teaching us this? So Mao de Tema, now I might have thought, Mekam Lishna Hudi Itkale, that maybe you could think that when he says she'i ochel, he didn't really mean to say that he's not going to eat. He really wanted to say she'ochel, and he just stumbled on his lashon a little bit. He accidentally said the wrong thing, so the words she'i ochel came out of his mouth. And since it's possible that that's what happened, if he later claims that's what happened, you should believe him. Meaning, it's possible that he meant to say she'ochel, and he's like she'i ochel, and he just stuck in the word e, and he later claims that that's exactly what happened. I would think to believe him and to therefore say that he's not saying he's not going to eat. So kamash malan, that's why the Mishnah tells us that he's not ne'eman, and that was his kavana. We have to trust what he told us and not trust what he's claiming he actually meant. There's a kasha that the Achronim work on the Bach in Yardeus in Reish Lamed Zayin raises a question: why isn't he ne'eman to say that was his kavana? After all, if a person is motzi b'sfasav pas sa'orim, he's ne'eman to say, the Gemara in Shavuos Chavav says, he's ne'eman to say that he really meant pas chitim. So a mistake like that, pas sa'orim to pas chitim, we trust him afterwards to say, no, I meant the other thing, so why over here won't we say the same thing? She'ochel, she'i ochel is a lot closer than pas sa'orim, pas chitim. Perhaps the difference is that pas sa'orim, pas chitim, he's modifying in a way where he's saying, there was a shvua, there was a commitment, it was just on a different thing. It wasn't, I accidentally said the wrong thing, but it was a commitment to actually stay away from something. Whereas over here, he's flipping the entire thing. It was a shvua she'i ochel, that I'm not going to eat. Now he's saying, no, it means I'm going to have a meal. Not that he's refraining from something. So that amount of touching up his words were not going to allow. So anyway, the Gemara explains, why is it that each answer doesn't like the other? Abaye had said, the question was, does the word she'ochel mean that I won't eat, like it sounds like in our Mishnah, or that I will eat, like it sounds like the Mishnah in Shavuos? So Abaye says, context. You always have to look at context. Whereas Ravashi said, no, she'ochel means I will eat. In our Mishnah, it's she'i ochel. So Abaye lo amar tam k'Ravashi. Abaye didn't want to say, like Ravashi, Delo katani she'i ochel, because Ravashi faces one little problem. The Mishnah never used the words she'i ochel. It just said she'ochel. So you can't change the words of the Mishnah unless you absolutely, absolutely have to. Ravashi nodi mintam da Abaye, and Ravashi was noder to distance himself from the reason of Abaye. This is a lashon that you would only find in Maseches Nedarim, right? It's in any other Masech, it would be that Ravashi lo amar ka Abaye, right? Ravashi doesn't want to say like the teretz of Abaye, that it all depends on context, because he holds that just like Abaye holds that the phrase she'ochel is flexible and could mean either that I will eat or I won't eat, shelo ochel nami mashma shtei lashonos. The phrase shelo ochel can also depend on context. If you're going to say she'ochel depends on context, maybe she'lo ochel depends on context. As follows, hayim masarvim bo lechol, they start bugging him to eat, v'amar lo achilna, and he says, no, I'm not going to eat, lo achilna, what, you think I'm not going to eat? You think I'm not going to eat? Of course I'm going to eat with you. V'amar nami shvua, and then he says, the lashon of shvua, bein she'ochel, bein shalo ochel, whether the lashon of the shvua is she'ochel or shalo ochel. It's clear that he means that I will eat, because he kept on saying, "Why, you think I'm not going to eat? Of course I'm going to eat." So there's shalo ochel means that I will eat. And sometimes shavua shalo ochel means that I actually won't eat. So it turns out that whether you say shavua she'ochel, it could, or shavua shalo ochel, it could be flexible. It could go in each direction depending on the context. So why would the Tana say that Shavua Shalo Ochel is Asur Lechel, and not just say both possibilities, since it's Talui on the context? It's not even Talui on his Lashon at all. So the whole Mishnah doesn't make sense to tell me a Halacha about Shavua She'ochel. Tell me a Halacha about Shavua She'ochel or Shalo Ochel, because it all really depends on context. Ella Tana Paska She'ochel da achil namashma. The Tana is posik the din without any chilik. She'ochel means that I will eat, and there doesn't mean anything else. B'shalo ochel lo ochel mashma, and shalo ochel means that I will not eat. Not like Abaye said that it depends on context. That's how Rav Rishonim understand that Rav Ashi disagrees with Abaye's din. That Abaye says that the word she'ochel could mean that I won't eat. So Rav Ashi says, I disagree. I think that the whole din is incorrect. Others say that, no, he's not cholik on him ladina. He's just saying that's not what our Mishnah, you can't add context to our Mishnah and say that the case was that misarvim bo lechel, that they've been begging him to eat, because then the perish of the Lashon would change, because if that's what the Tana would have wanted to tell me, he could have told me that with the lashon of lo ochelcha as well. But min adin einochinami, maybe he agrees, or Rav Ashi agrees to Abaye. So those are two ways of understanding whether Rav Ashi agrees to Abaye or not. La halacha, he's telling him it doesn't make sense for the Mishnah to highlight shalo she'ochel when really it could have been shalo ochel. What emerges from what might emerge from this discussion is an interesting chiddush in the world in the halachos of lo sachmo. The Rambam writes in the that kol achomid avdo o amaso o beso v'kelev shel chavero o kol dav shev shel shiknei mimenu v'hichbir lo bereim v'hivtzer bo'ad shel lachacha mimenu. If a person really desires something that somebody else has, his eved, his car, his anything, his house, his field, and he starts bugging him until he buys it from him, af mishnasal damra, even though you pay handsomely for it, Hareza over Belosa, say it's a violation of the Isser of Lo Sachmod. And he says, you only violate that Isser ad sheyikach hachefetz shechamad, only if you go so far as to actually follow through and buy it. Meaning, if you only mention it once or twice or something, but you don't actually buy it, then it's not yet a violation of Lo Sachmod. But we see, when you're chomid chefetz chavero, and you ask him to sell it to you, so if the guy agrees right away, so it's not Lo Sachmod. It's only if the guy refuses to sell it to you and you keep bugging him until he sells it to you, then it's losachmod. So how many times do you have to bug him to make it losachmod? What if you say, I'd like to buy that from you, and he says no, he says, pretty please. Okay, fine. So is that already losachmod? Meaning it's two times losachmod? So in the Tshuvas Betzala Chachmah, Betzala Stern writes in Chela Gimel, Simon Mem Gimel, based on our sugya, what does it say? Hayu Masarvin Bolechel. They're begging him, they're bugging him to eat with him. And Omar, Loachilna, Loachilna. And then finally, Shavua She'ochel. So we said, Loachilna Kamar. That means that it's Shavua that I won't eat. So when they asked him three times, and twice he said, I'm not going to eat. And the third time he takes a Shavua, that's apparently called Misarvin. That's Mafsirin. That's where they're bugging him, where they're really getting on his case. Implication is, if the conversation was any less than that, if it only would have been two times, then that would not be maftzirin, that would not fit that category. And therefore, he says, la halacha, if a person is desires someone else's object, someone else's item, that is not for sale, it's a violation of lo sachmon and lo sasava, but that's only if you bother him enough times. But if as soon as you you ask him for it, even though it's not for sale, you just say, hey, I'd like to buy that. People, you know, the real estate agents that knock on your house door and say, are you interested in selling? So if you say, yeah, why not? You know, what do you think you can get from me? So then that would be that would not be an isser of Lo Sachmod. And the question is that in between time is if you only ask twice. So that's what the Tshuvas Betzala Chachma discusses. Okay, now we move on to the next Mishnah. Zechomer B'Shuvas Mevidarim. Everything we said until now is a Chumra that Shavuos has over Nedarim. But let me tell you, says the Mishnah, v'chomer b'nedarim b'shvuos. What are the chomers that nedarim have over shvuos? Ketzad, omar kodem sukkah sha'ani osa, a person asers b'neder, sitting in a sukkah on the Yom Tov of sukkahs, even though he said sha'ani osa, the Netziv points out in the Hamik She'ela, he means yoshev. He means that I'm not going to sit in a sukkah because there's no mitzvah of building a sukkah. Or lulav sha'ani notel, he asers b'neder netilas lulav on sukkah, or tefillah in Shani Maniach, or he asers bin neder, putting on tefillin. In all these cases, the neder is chamer from the shua, bin nedarim aser, that if he takes a pelashon neder, it's actually going to be aser for him to violate that neder and to sin in sukkah, or to take lulav, or to put on tefillin, because the nedarim are chal, even to be mevatel the mitzvah. And if he's mekayim the mitzvah, it's therefore a violation of lo yachel dvaro. The Rishonim will raise the question, okay, it's a violation of lo yachel dvaro, but it's a key of mitzvah saseh, of sukkah, of lulav, of tefillin. So don't we say aseh Docha lo saseh? So shouldn't he do that mitzvah because the aseh is going to be docha the lo saseh? So the Rashba and the Meiri explained that by nedarim, aside from the lav, there's also an aseh of kikoli yotzi mipiv ya'aseh, that he has a commitment, an obligation, a positive obligation to do whatever it is he committed to do. And since it's a positive obligation, it's ein aseh docha lo saseh va'aseh. So it's not aseh docha lo saseh, it's ein aseh docha lo saseh va'aseh, and therefore he cannot do those mitzvahs. But b'shvuos, if he takes a Shavua, not to sit in sukkah, not to take a lulav, not to put on tefillin, mutter. He still sits in sukkah, takes a lulav, puts on tefillin. Shein nishba and lavar ala mitzvos, because a person cannot take a shavua to violate any of the mitzvos hatorah. So that itself, just by the way, the idea that that a person says that the Mishnah uses the term sukkah she'ini osa, so we pointed out that sukkah she'ini osa pashtus means that I'm not going to be yoshev basukkah. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be osa sukkah. The sefer Hon Ashir, he says it means that I'm not going to do she'ini osa mitzvah sukkah, which means yoshev basukkah. However, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Aruch Chaim Siman Tafflin Tess, where he says that it doesn't mean konum sukkah shani osa, it means kipshuta, that I'm not going to build a sukkah. And the Avnei Nezer says mikan yesh lo chiyach, that there's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. And he says, and if you don't believe me, look at Rashi in Makos Tav Chesam and Aleph, where the Rashi says explicitly that there's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. So that's a whole discussion, because the in Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara says in Daf Mem Vav that if a person is osa sukkah liatzmo, he says shechiyonu v'kiyimanu. And Tosos writes that it's machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi, because in Yerushalmi it says osa sukkah liatzmo ma'u omer baruch hashek shom tzvos v'tzvanu la'aso sukkah, that the Yerushalmi says that there's a birchas ha-mitzvah on making a sukkah. So the implication is that it's machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi whether one should whether there's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. The art school just a big party, right? They finished Talmud Yerushalmi. Shattenstein finished Talmud Yerushalmi. I think there's a Yerushalmi Daf Yomi starting. I'm not saying a Yerushalmi Daf Yomi. I asked Rav Aaron Lapiansky yesterday, should we be pushing, now that art school finished Yerushalmi, should we be pushing Daf Yomi Yerushalmi? He said, I'm not going to tell you not to tell, to tell people not to learn something, but really you're supposed to know the Bavli pretty well before you. He's like, well, do Sifri, Sifra. You can do so many things. That are so the halacha comes from Talmud Bavli. So traditionally, you try to know Bavli well. Okay, but I'm sure it's going to be in Bez Hashem. I'm sure it's going to be very popular now that it's finished. Okay. So says the where are we over here? So says the Gemara on top of Amud Beis. So Chomer, the Mishnah started out by saying that everything we've said until now was a Chomer b'shvua mi b'nedarim. So says the Gemara, Chomer mechal de nederu. Chomer implies that the neder is at least chal. It's just that the Shavua has a Chumrah that the Neder does not have. So the Gemara assumes Zechomer is going on the Dinim that we said before. Shavua lo olchalach aser. And in that sense, a Shavua is more Chumrah than a Neder. But when you take a neder, when you say karban lo ochalach, we said it's mutter. We didn't say chomer b'shvus mimidarim. By the neder, it's mutter legamri. Chomer implies that the neder is going to be chal. It just doesn't have all the chumras that the shvua has. So says the Gemara, no. When the Mishnah says Zechomer b'shvus min nedarim, it's not going on what we said Shvua lo ochel lach aser a seifa di idach bava katani. It's going on the seifa of the previous Mishnah where it says Shvua she'ini yashin she'ini medaber she'ini mahalech is aser, that he's not allowed to violate that which he committed to do minat Torah, because the Shvua is going to be chal even on a davar she'in bo mamish. Zechomer b'shvus min nedarim. That's where you say if it would have been b'lasha neder kolim she'ini yashin kolim she'ini medaber. We learned back on Yadalar and Beis that Minat Torah there's no neder. Minat Torah, it's a davar, since it's a davar shein b'mamish, neder is going to be chal. But midrabanan, he's chayiv to be mekayim devarav. He does have to live up to what his commitment was, and that's why the lashon of chomer makes sense, because by a neder it's still there, it's just only there on a drabanan level. Then we move on to what our Mishnah emphasized: chomer b'nedarim b'shvuos keitzad, and we spoke about that shavua to be mevatel the mitzvah is not going to be binding. But a neder to be mevatel mitzvah is going to be binding. So Rav Kahana Masi, Rav Kahana would teach the following, that Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Rav Gidol said in him, Rav Tavyumi Masi, but Rav Tavyumi had it slightly differently than Amar Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel. That's a question of who Rav Gidol was quoting when he said the following. Minayin sheinish mal navar al mitzvah. How do I know that a shvua is not chal to violate a mitzvah? A person takes a shvua not to sit in sukkah, not to put in tefillin? Tavlomer, because the Pasuk says in the parsha of Nedarim u'shvus, by Midbar Perek Lamed, Pasuk says lo yachel dvaro. So from the word dvaro, we darshan dvaro lo yachel, that when a shvua is on your own words, then you're not allowed to be mechal dvaro. Avol mechel lechepse shemayim. But if you took a shvua to be mevatel mitzvahs Hashem, that's not dvaro. Then you're allowed to be mechal it. Then you're allowed to go against what your commitment was. If your commitment was to violate the dvar Hashem, so maishna neder d'chsev ish kiyda neder Hashem lo yachel dvaro. Why is it that by a neder, the neder is going to be chal to be mevatel mitzvah? It says we darshan the word LaHashem, that even if your neder was to something that was LaHashem, to do Chefzei Shemayim, you took a neder not to do Chefzei Shemayim, the neder is going to be Chal, and it's also to be Mechal Dvaro. Shvua Nami, it says it by Shvua, the same thing, it says the word LaHashem, because of Aksiv, the Pasuk says, O Yishava Shvua LaHashem Lo Yechal Dvaro. So shouldn't we darshan the word LaHashem? It's the same Pasuk, it says Yidur Neder, and it says Yishava Shavua, and the word LaHashem is in between them. So how do you know that LaHashem is only going on Yidur Neder and it's not going on Yishava Shavua? And we darshan from the word LaHashem that Yidur Neder is going to work even on a mitzvah. Yishava Shavua should also work on a mitzvah. So Abaye explains the difference. Amar Abaye, Hada Amar Hanoya Sukkah Alai, Allah Neder is you asr the Hanoah of the Sukkah, and that Isra Hanoah from the Sukkah is Chal, but you don't asr yourself in the Sukkah. So since it's the Hanoah Sukkah that became asr to you, Mimele you can't sit in the Sukkah, because we can't give you something it's usher to you. Hadam shvua shlo ehana bin sukkah. The other is saying a shvua that I myself, a shvua is always on the garva, that I am taking a shvua on myself that I'm not going to get hana from that sukkah. So since you're meshuba to the mitzvah, you cannot take such a binding shvua. Wait a second, if you take a shvua, you're not going to get enough from the sukkah, it means you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah, or neder, that you're not going to get enough from the sukkah, rather, it means you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah, mitzvah slav lehanusnitnu. That's not called hana, that's just a mitzvah. Elo amar Rava, so Rava says, hada amar yeshiva sukkah alai. When it says in our Mishnah that a neder is chal to be mvatal mitzvah, and that you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah, that's where you say yeshiva sukkah alai, that the yeshiva of the sukkah is usher to you. And therefore, even though the hana of the kiyum mitzvah is mutter to you, it's aser to sit in the sukkah because you asered the etzem maisi yeshiva. You said that I will not do the sitting in this sukkah. When it says a shavua is not chal by a sukkah, it's when you said shavua that you're taking a shavua that I will not sit in the sukkah, that you asur yourself from sitting in the sukkah, but you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, so you don't have the right to asur yourself from sitting in the sukkah. As opposed to by a neder, you didn't asur yourself b'kiyum mitzvah, you only asur the sukkah on you, and mainly you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Rav Gidl says that the limud that a shavua is not chal to mevatel mitzvah is from lo yechal dvaro, but it's a mech. But wait, is that really the source that a shvua is not chal to be mevatel the mitzvah? Mehasam nafkalei. Don't we derive it from somewhere else? D'tanya, we have a brisa. Yachal nishba levatel sa mitzvah v'lo bitel. You might think that if a person takes a shvua to be mevatel the mitzvah and he's not mevatel the mitzvah, rather he's mekayim the mitzvah, yachal yei chayiv. You might think he should be chayiv a korban on the shvua's bitoy, that anyone who violates the shvua Shavua is maybe carbon olav yored. So Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk says by a carbon shavuos bitoy lahara olahetiv. So since the two shavuos lahara olahetiv are close to each other, we assume that there's a hekesh between them. Ma hatava rishos, just like a shavua of hatava is that which is a rishos to eat that which is mutter, not to be mevatel a mitzvah. You're not taking a shavua to eat nevels and treifas. Avhara a rishos, so to the shavua not to do must also be a dvar rishos. Yatza nishma levatel a mitzvah v'lo bitel shein a rishos biyado, as opposed to a shavua to be mevatel a mitzvah and then you weren't mevatel a mitzvah. That's not a rishos biyado. That's not within your rights to take a shavua on. But bottom line is, now I have two sources for the idea that a shavua is nachal on a mitzvah. So which is the correct source? So says Gemara, chad kra lemifrei mikarban shavua. Two sources, because one to tell me that you're potter from a korban shmua, and the other to tell me that when you violate the shmua and you're makayim of the mitzvah, it's not even a violation of the lav of lo yachal devaro. Forget about bringing korban, not even a violation of the lav. The achronim will raise the question, once you get from lo yachal devaro that it's not even a violation of a lav, isn't it then obvious that you're not going to be chayav a korban if you didn't even violate a lav? Okay, maybe that's a discussion for a different time. But the Shem Elisha will pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. I will be away for the weekend, so I'll be back giving shir on Monday, Be'ezras Hashem.